Hey, FaithBridge men, this is Mace Perez, Men's Discipleship Coordinator here at FaithBridge, and we are continuing our podcast series on navigating the holidays. Our prayer for this series is that each episode would inspire, encourage, and equip men like you to lead well throughout what can be a difficult and crazy season. Joining me today are my friends Tammy and Wayne Risher, and they're going to talk to us about navigating the holidays well in our marriages. Not only is this a subject that they've learned a lot through life experience and the trenches together, but helping men and women develop healthy, vibrant, strong, Christ-centered marriages is a passion of both of theirs. So you're in for a real treat. Wayne and Tammy, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to have you. Thank you.
First, before we get into the specific topic today, you're both on staff here at FaithBridge. So just introduce yourself and a little bit about what you do here at FaithBridge.
I am the database coordinator. Basically what that means is I run the database. I take care of registrations and attendance and basically anything that allows the ministries to do what they need to do.
Good. Yep. She's the connect card lady. And I'm Wayne Risher, Tammy's husband, and I'm the executive pastor of ministry at FaithBridge. And that's basically, I'm an operations guy, and I'm just help make sure all the ministries have what they need to be successful.
And I can speak from experience that both Wayne and Tammy are such gifts to the body of Christ at FaithBridge, and they truly help ministry be as effective and impactful as possible. So I'm thankful for both of them.
Thank you.
And to count them as friends as well. And as I shared in my introduction, you both have experience in this topic, and I'll let you share a little bit about that. And it's something you're both passionate about. So tell us a little bit about you all as a married couple and your family, that sort of thing.
We've been married coming on 31 years. We have four grown kids who are all married. We have four grandkids now and two on the way.
Two on the way.
So we're super excited.
Have a baby explosion happening.
Yes, exciting times.
So we do have some experience in this area and experience because we've been married for 31 years now.
Wow, that's amazing.
So we've navigated a few things ourselves.
Yeah, well, I'm excited to hear y'all share your wisdom from the years, those 31 years with the men of FaithBridge. So when it comes to navigating the holidays well in our marriages, what are some of the common problems or challenges that men might face?
Well, Mace, I thought I would just give a little context because I was thinking about this question in advance. And I thought I would just start with the legitimate question, okay? And that would be this. If people say we're fighting over the holidays, or if that's a common thing, is that really true or is that just a myth? So let's bust the myth for a minute. So here's the question. Do people really fight more at the holidays, or is that just a perception because they're over-annoyed? And actually, statistics show that the holidays are more stressful than non-holiday times. And a recent study from The Mirror actually tells us that 40% of partners do argue increasingly during the holidays. And I found this, Mace, really astounding. And that is that for non-holiday times, it's 1 in 10 couples will split up after the holidays. That's 10%. I was thinking about the kids and the spouses that represents. And it's reported that divorce lawyers get called in January from women who are fed up from their insensitive husbands, and men are fed up with the expense and the effort that goes into Christmas. And USA Today even refers to January as divorce month. And I never heard that before, but I think it's true because people put up with things just long enough to get through the holidays, and then it becomes the straw that breaks the camel's back, and peace out. So anyway, I guess if the question is, do people really fight more over the holidays? Statistics show that that's true.
Wow.
They really do. So I guess I'm wondering, well, what are they all fighting about? What's going on? And Tammy and I have had our fair share over the holidays, 31 years. We've had an opportunity to figure out what our triggers are. And this is funny. Let me give you a couple of top things that marriages are challenged at during the holiday season. Here are the most common holiday things that spark fights. Would you believe the top one is a road trip or a beach vacation?
At the holidays? I believe it.
You do? Yeah.
It's a lot of prep.
Oh, yeah. dragging your junk everywhere. Yeah. And so here, if you're on a beach trip or you're taking a road trip for the holidays, here are the top three things that will cause couples to fight according to statistics and surveys. One, if you're on a road trip and the fight is about navigating or not listening to the navigational instructions. So that's happened a time or two to us. And another one, the second thing, are kids fighting in the backseat. And the third thing is someone in your car, a backseat driver, a passenger, could be a relative that's come along for the ride, and they're in the back. And those are the top three things, if you're on a road trip or you're heading to the beach at the holidays, actually causes fights. I thought that was funny, too. Now,
that explains a lot. It wasn't the Christmas holiday. It was summer vacation, but we did a road trip up to South Dakota from Houston, Texas. And everybody we told that we were doing that with an 8-year-old and a 3-year-old, or an 8-year-old and a 2-year-old at the time. It explains why they all looked at us like we were crazy.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we've put a few miles in the car with kids in the back. We had 4 of them, so it was interesting times. Well, I'll also give you a couple other holiday triggers. These are for couples and marriages, although many of these are triggers for men in particular. The first one, if you're a note taker, I'll give you 10 things that men are challenged by. The first thing is spending too much time together, no personal space. And, you know, if you're traveling, that actually gets worse, especially if you're at grandma's house or somebody else's house and you're listening to the clock ticking on the wall. You're antsy to get out of there. So that's the first one. The second one is spending too much money or feeling stressed over finances. And usually that's one of us or the other, husband or wife. Someone's freaking out because they perceive the other person as overbuying or overspending. The third one, believe it or not, is drinking. Because if people have a little spiced eggnog over the holidays, that tends to bring out some aggressive behaviors. And the comments that you would ordinarily hold in, and you give someone a holiday drink, those kind of come out, and not good. The fourth thing, which is one that men deal with a lot, and so do women, but in a different way, is holiday inequity. Let me tell you what that is. Holiday inequity is when one spouse feels like they're sort of putting out more effort than the other spouse. Like, I'm doing all the decorating and you're doing nothing. I'm doing all the shopping and you're doing nothing. I'm doing all the decorating and you're, you know, playing golf. And so there's an inequity that happens. And that inequity causes someone to, you know, be upset. And they say, you know, I've been doing all the work and you've been out playing golf. And now I need a break. And there comes a little challenge there.
Speaking purely hypothetically
right now. Sure. Number 5, if you're getting together over the holidays with family or friends, especially if you're on a road trip, there is an indecisiveness over what to do. And that's one of the top things people fight about. Where do you want to go? I don't know. What do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? I don't know. What about you? I don't know. And you can't please anyone. And then everyone gets fussy because no one's doing anything. They're just sitting around listening to the clock tick at grandma's, like I said, and boom, there's a fight. So that's number 5. Number 6, men usually, and some women as well, but work doesn't usually slow down for any of us at the end of the year. We think it does. We think we're going to take off vacation, burn our PTO at the end. But the reality is our work schedule still goes on, but we try to cram in all these kids' activities and their choir concert and their band performance and holiday parties. And next thing you know, that one spouse feels like the other spouse is never present. That's the word, you know, and your presence is the present. And if you're not present, someone's going to be a little fussy. So I'll tell you number 7. Number 7 is we have different expectations. And Tammy and I have dealt with that for sure over the years. Just you go into the holiday and you've got hopes and dreams about the way it's going to turn out. And it doesn't always happen. And then we get a little fussy and start to fight. Number 8, if things don't go according to plan, especially over Christmas, oh my goodness, you've invested time, money, energy, effort, and it doesn't go the right way, the next thing you do is you have trouble flexing and rolling with the punches. You can't do it. And your hopes are being dashed. Your expectations aren't being met. Something didn't go according to plan, and boom, you got a blowout. Not good. Number nine, we're disappointed at somebody's behavior. This happens a lot at the holidays. One, you're around people you don't know, or you're around people who are family members who you haven't seen in a while. Someone, a spouse, perhaps makes a jab or a zinger, a little underhanded comment, a little poke, and boy, you know, something happens. When you get under stress, you sort of bring up the past. And when you do that, and you're at a relative's house or people are all at your house, and they throw that little zinger out there and like, oh, you did not bring that up, you know? And then it's on. You're in the bedroom, you're fighting like crazy, and your guests are out there, and it's no good. And number 10 is a challenge that Tammy and I have also faced, and that's in-laws. In-laws and outlaws and all the laws that may show up to your house. So anyway, as I was thinking about those 10 things, it's no surprise, because if you're a normal person and you've experienced any of those things, I guarantee more than one on that list has applied over time to you. We end up doing what? We take our frustration out on our spouse, because they're the one who's in close proximity with us. And we just holler out and fuss and say jabs and zingers and do things. And next thing you know, you're annoyed with each other. And that's the thing that ruins Christmas, is we react and we fly off the handle. And then we have trouble putting that back in the bottle. And the next thing you know, escalation happens. And that escalation ends up being the reaction that drives us right into the doorway of frustration. And hopefully not into the waiting office of an attorney in January. Mm. Yeah. So there you have it. I guess if you can receive any of those things and admit that any of these triggers have happened to you before, you're in good company with Tammy and I, because we've had many of these. But the question we really want to spend the balance of our time, Mace, is probably, what can we do? Like, even if just to reverse the trend a little, or on one or two or three of these things, maybe Tammy and I can share with you in the last few minutes we have what we've done to solve a few of these for us.
Absolutely. I definitely feel sufficiently on alert for those things, even convicted by one or two. So what have y'all learned about how to overcome some of those challenges?
The problem is, for us, in the list of 10, spending at Christmas time would always make me feel a little out of control. And then I would start to control Tammy, because I wanted to know, well, what are you buying? Why are you buying that? How many of those do we need? How much was that? How much have you spent so far? And so as a result of that, we didn't enjoy so much the Christmas shopping process. And so I realized, Mace, the problem is I was unprepared. And financially, that was the stress that happened. I wasn't prepared. And so, you know, people need to agree on a spending plan or a budget. And I'll tell you what Tammy and I have done over the last couple of years. Why don't you answer that? How have we handled the spending challenge?
Well, for me, going back, November 1 is game on for Christmas. I know I'm kind of in the minority there, but to me, I'm ready to decorate. I'm ready to shop. And while I'm not a gift giver in my love language, I love Christmas shopping. I love the wrapping of the presents. I like everything. And so it was a little wah-wah over the past 2 years, and Lynn was kind of like, do you really need that? And now that we have not only four kids, we've got four in-laws, and now we have four grandkids and two on the way, the budget doesn't go as far as it used to. So what we've learned is that along the time we opened up a Christmas account, we put a little money here every month, and then on October 31st, we get a check, and I can shop the next day with joy and thanksgiving because it's accounted for. I'm not going into debt for it. It's there, and it's for my pleasure.
It's called a Christmas club, and we do, most credit unions offer it, and they just do payroll deduction. Yeah. And every paycheck, some out of mine, some out of Tammy's paycheck, goes straight into this account, and then the credit union automatically sends your Christmas check on Halloween. And there it is. Tammy said, where's my check?
Yeah.
And so this year we even put that money into its own account, and we both got a debit card to it. And Tammy went to town, and I never had to worry about it. I didn't stress about it. I wasn't stressed about money. Tammy gets to enjoy the shopping experience, so I didn't ruin that for my wife. She doesn't feel controlled. I don't feel out of control. And we both get the blessing. And frankly, Mace, I found out Tammy is an excellent shopper. She really shops for value. And she also finds great things. And so I realized I was actually robbing her of some Christmas joy and adding stress in our marriage because of that. So the answer to that for us was just to prepare for it now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
I love that's such a great practical tip. And I, Jennifer and I do a version of that. I didn't know that you can, you know, have a whole account, you know, set up for that sort of thing. That's super cool. You know, a couple things that came to my mind just to your last point there, Wayne, of, you know, Paul talks about how Jesus said it's more blessed to give than receive, and how that's truly a way that we can embody the gospel in this season is through our generosity, and we can help prevent or overcome some of that anxiety, some of that stress, some of that bickering by just having a plan for it. That, you know, in the church world, we have a saying that Sunday comes around once a week, right? We're always getting ready for the next one. And, you know, that applies here, you know. Funny enough, December 25th comes around once a year. And as Dave Ramsey, you know, likes to say, you know, Christmas is not an emergency. So it's something that we can be
prepare for.
Now, I imagine some guys might be hearing that and they're like, okay, that's a great 2022 plan. If I have not been setting aside, you know, something every month for the Christmas that's coming up, any kind of short-term?
You have to have a communication strategy that's proactive, and you have to say, hey, hon, what's our spending plan? Because I don't want to control you. I want you to enjoy it. But I also feel out of control when I don't know. So let's agree we're going to spend $2,500. We're going to spend $5,000, whatever it is. And we're going to use this savings account, or we're going to put it all on this credit card, or whatever the plan is. I don't know. But I think if you don't have a plan, you're going to fuss about it. Guaranteed.
So the principle is just having those conversations on the front end and having shared expectations.
Yeah, that's a good one. The second thing I'm going to throw out is one of the things I mentioned in the top 10 list, and that's the decorating process, you know. And so I'm going to be honest. Most men are the ones who end up dragging all the crap out of the attic and the closet and the storage place, and we get a little fussy about it. There's never a good time to do any of that work, and God forbid your wife asks you to get all the junk out, because most of us will get fussy. And then we ruin the Christmas spirit even before the Christmas tree is up. So I guess my advice would be, guys, don't wait. Again, you've got to take the initiative. Be the leader. Be proactive. Most of us, you know, are better on our terms. So just ask your wife, hon, now, what weekend were you thinking we'd get the Christmas stuff out? So in your own mind, you can be emotionally engaging yourself in preparing again for what's coming. You know it's coming. Christmas is every year on the 25th, as you said. And so that means that, okay, now are we going to do Christmas before Thanksgiving? Decorate after Thanksgiving? Because I know it's going to take me at least an entire day to get all the junk out. And then I got to put stuff in the yard. I got to hang the stuff in the gutter and, you know, all that stuff. So just prepare yourself now. But if you asked her, hon, when do you want to have the Christmas decorations down? You're initiating and you're leading on your terms. You'll be less fussy and your wife will be happy that you're volunteering. And then make a memory out of it. Take your kid with you to the storage place. Load up that truck. Go get everything out of the attic, and as you start to rummage through everything, help make a memory with your kids. Even in doing so, you have something that entertains them and takes them out of mom's hair, and it gives her a little bit of a break, so you're moving again into this season together instead of apart.
Well, I have to be honest, as you share that, you just made me realize that I have an apology that I need to tell my wife as soon as we're done with this, because she had asked me to pull out our Christmas tree before I left, and I totally forgot. So thank you for ministering to me, even, Wayne, in this moment.
Get that done.
Well, thank you both for being here today and willing to share from your experience. I know that the men of Faith Bridge are walking away with lots of ideas and tips on navigating the holidays well. And thank you, men, for joining us for another episode of the FaithBridge Men podcast. Be sure to rate, share, and subscribe so you don't miss out on any more great content. Our next episode is going to be focused on discipling our kids as we navigate the holidays, and we'll see you then.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning into this episode. We hope you found it helpful and encouraging. For more content and stories like this, check out faithbridge.org/podcast, and don't forget to subscribe.